All right. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. This channel is about the Bible, the truth, faith alone, and Jesus alone. And God is using this Plato land simulation, throwing you down on the potter's wheel to change you into a new person. So every cycle in your day, your week, your year, whatever you go through is to change your heart. It's the earth. If you do the anagram of the word earth, it goes back to heart, hearth, and ear. So the earth plane is to hear the word of God. And so you've got the word of God written right there on your kitchen table or coffee table, whatever. And you don't open it. I mean, come on. That's why you're here, to hear the word of God in the earth, your ear. People are saved by hearing the word of God. You can open your Bible, read it, and get saved. Go to John 3:16 and say, Lord, what does John 3:16 really mean? And ask him until you get the answer. Because if you don't know, you won't ever get it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life, everlasting life. And so, what else is there but the cross? What else is there but the truth? Now, so when somebody chooses to go to the dark side, reject the cross, reject the blood, reject Jesus, reject the scapegoat that Jesus died for their sin and shed his blood, the blood of Jesus cleanses from all unrighteousness. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. You've been bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. You've been bought out of slavery by the blood. So anybody who rejects the blood, rejects the Old Testament sacrifices, they don't really understand how sinful they really are. They don't see how sinful they really are. They can't see their sin. Because if they could see their sin, they would say, I want to escape. I want to escape this judgment of my sin, because my sin stinks to the high heaven and I deserve hell. If somebody wants other people to go to hell, what about you? How are you going to escape hell? The only way you're going to escape is the blood of Jesus. You're not going to escape hell without the blood. There has to be a sacrificial lamb. There has to be a scapegoat. Jesus went to the cross and shed his blood. Nothing but the blood can wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood can make me white as snow. And so the reason you reject the blood is because you don't understand the cost that Jesus paid. And the reason you reject the Old Testament sacrifices is because you don't understand that pointed to Jesus. And that was a temporary covering. God is not happy with the sacrifices and all. He wants a new heart. But if everything out of your mouth is corrupt, you don't have a good heart. If everything out of your mouth is cursing and blaming and projecting and calling other people evil, but you don't look at yourself as evil, something wrong. If you can't admit your part of the problem, something's wrong. Somewhere or another, you got a blind spot. Somewhere along the line, you got some kind of blind spot, and you don't even know you got a blind spot. That's sad. So the more evil a person is, and the more they reject the blood of Jesus, and the more they reject the sacrificial lamb. I mean, even the New Testament talks about, even in heaven, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. You can't escape it. Anybody who rejects the lamb slain, pointing to Jesus, and the Old Testament sacrifices were just a temporary covering, and it's not even about the sacrifices, it's about your heart. But there had to be a covering, because, look, The moon is moon men's blood. Without that blood covering, the earth wouldn't make it. People say, well, who put the moon there? God, your sin. Moon mints blood. Why does a woman have a 28-day cycle and bleed to bring somebody into this matrix? Because there has to be a blood covering. That child is born in sin. In sin did my mother conceive me. There has to be a covering. So the woman has to have a menstrual cycle, men st rule, and her desire shall be unto her husband, and he shall rule over her. And it's a man's world. The patriarchy is a real thing. And if you just submit and quit trying to create a matriarchy, which is anti-God, that's Lucifer. If you hate God so much, what'd Lucifer do for you? Well, Lucifer gave me some knowledge and some light. Did he go to the cross for you? No. He actually spit on the cross. He actually caused you to force Jesus to the cross. Lucifer, Satan, didn't go to the cross for you. Well, he gave me light. He gave me some Luciferian light. He gave me some 33-degree Freemason light. But did he go to the cross? Is he God? Is he a created being? When you see Jesus, you see the Godhead bodily. Jesus is God. They said, well, show us the Father. He said, I've been with you the whole time. I'm standing right here. You've seen me the whole time. I guess it's time for me to step into my I got to be careful what I say, because people are so ignorant, they misconstrue what you're saying. I guess I got to step into my avatar calling in this holographic reality storyline, because if you think about all the people of old, Elijah, there's a character trait of him. Jonah has a character trait. When you think of certain names, they have certain callings in life. My calling now is to show you the reason that the narcissist, this is one of my callings. My real calling is to show you that it's all a projection from the cross. It's the same storyline every day. But I can show you why the narcissist, psychopath, Jezebel, sociopath, Delilah projects everything on everybody else. Because the more evil you are, the more you have to project. The further you get away from the cross, the further you get away from the blood, everything out of their mouth they have to project onto somebody else. And when they get to that point, can they be saved? I don't know. With God, it's possible. Who can be saved? Nobody, except for by the grace of God. When somebody becomes so evil, the murderers, the liars, the thieves, the alcoholics, the drunkards. You might say, well, how come alcoholics? Well, the Bible says in Revelation there's no drunkard in heaven. The liars, the drunkards, the prostitutes, the pimps, they're all going to project. And if you work in a certain industry, I've been in hospitality for 30 years, and all the prostitutes that come in, they are fast talkers, and they can come up with a lie in 2 seconds. Here's the pattern of those kind of people. They learn to lie. They learn to manipulate. They're master manipulators. They can convince you that the color blue is yellow until you wake up to what they're doing. And so what is that? That's a fake reality bubble, an illusion. And so it's witchcraft, sorcery. And so the witches, by default, have to be sleeping in all kinds of different beds, because that's part of the problem. Spiritual adultery, rejecting the blood, rejecting Jesus, leads into natural realm adultery. Spiritual adultery leads into whoredom wine and new wine, which takes away the heart. Because if you reject Jesus, you take away your heart. You take away your only solution to escape this matrix, to escape this hologram, to escape this simulation, because the simulation is just a womb. Just like the baby's in the womb and it comes out and it bursts out the vagina, you're in the womb and you're being birthed out spiritually. And there's a movie that they just did, The Eternals, that showed that. They actually put this in a movie. What I'm telling you, they put in the movie that the earth plane is the natural plane. It's like a dream. It's like the baby in the womb, just this in the womb for 9 months. And then the baby has to come out and cry. So for you to move from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, it's a lot of crying. It's a lot of pain. It's a lot of birthing pains, because you're being changed into a new creature day by day, moment by moment. You're having to look in the mirror, face yourself, and say, woe is me. You're having to die daily. Die to yourself. Take on the mind of Christ and get rid of the... See, the spirit mind, the mind of Christ, is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. That's why they can't hear us, saints. You tell them something so simple that you understand is Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and they have a conniption fit. They bounce off the wall. You might as well have told them that you got a gun in your back pocket and you're mad. If you say the blood of Jesus, they have a conniption fit. They turn into little wild animals. What are you talking about? It's the demon in them. Why? Why do they get mad when you talk about the blood of Jesus? One even told me, you're trying to kill me. No, I ain't. I'm trying to save you. I'm trying to help you escape hell. I'm trying to get you from being demon-possessed. I'm trying to set the captives free. They have to make it opposite. They project onto you what they are. So the demon in the person says, you're trying to kill me, talking about the blood of Jesus. No, you're projecting. You're trying to kill me. But it ain't going to happen, because I'm not going to be your Illuminati sacrifice this year. Why do you think the corporations do Illuminati sacrifices every year? Almost every, if you really watch, stay at a corporation long enough, every year somebody dies. Why do you think they have wars? Wars are Illuminati sacrifices. Somebody had to pay. And the more they reject the blood of Jesus, the more they reject the cross, the more evil they become, and the more they have to project everything that they do, because it's a demon in them, a demon mindset. Even if they're not a demon, their mind is demonic. And so they can't stand to see their own sin, so they take a mirror, and everything that they're doing, they mirror it back onto you. Because they reject the only salvation that will set them free from sin and death, but they reject that, so they have to have a scapegoat. They have to have a sacrificial lamb to cast their sin onto. And so when you show them clearly that it's irrefutable, because this is a sacrificial redemptive system, the seed falls off the tree and it goes into the ground and it dies and it brings new life. If you show them in everything that you do, in order to get a paycheck, you got to sacrifice. In order to get a college degree, you got to sacrifice. Anything you do to accomplish anything, you got to sacrifice. As a type and shadow of Christ on the cross. And so let me say this clearly as I'll get out. I'm going to say it 3 times. The more evil a person is, the more they project onto you. The more evil a person is, the more they're going to project their junk onto you. The more evil a person is, the more they have to call you them. They have to flip reality on you. And so a narcissist is nothing more than a demonized person walking around who rejected Jesus and can't admit their sin. They will not run to Jesus. They will not run to Jesus.